Well, Leo did a remarkable job for us. He was an outstanding pitching coach. He left to pursue his desires, that is to be with his lifelong buddy, Sammy Perlazzo, the manager of the Orioles. They've known each other since 5 years old. Leo's elderly parents and his family from his previous marriage, from his only marriage, he's divorced, but are back there. So he wanted to be there. The Orioles wanted him, and we didn't stand in his way. And quite candidly, I think after as long as Leo was here, or anybody's at a job for that length of time, change is probably refreshing, not only for the person, but for the environment that he's been in and for the environment he comes to. And Leo did a remarkable job, and he was a big part of our success, and we tip our cap to him. But the time had come, and we were fortunate to get who we think a young guy in Roger McDowell, who has all of the capabilities, all of the potential to develop into one of the fine pitching coaches. He's a great communicator. He's got a great personality. He's very interactive with players. He's very approachable. And so the players, veterans and young alike, have responded very well to Roger. We've not pitched very well, but that's not at all a reflection of Roger's pitching coach ability. It's a reflection of the caliber of the players we've had to give the responsibility of pitching to. We just haven't had that high level of we thought we did, but we had some injuries, and things didn't work out as well as we thought. But I think the world of Roger, and think he's going to be.